charges at the goal. He's got it! Where's the blood? Bruce! Oh, you beauty! He went up and away!
With a quick snap, is it going to bounce through? No, he can't do that!
Long to fall forward. Look at the puppy!
Handball away to Jones. The skipper swings around and kicks another one for the Demons.
On Hungry for Sport, with the most comprehensive wrap of the AFL round, here's the team at afl.com.au.
Yes, and Nick Bowen joins us from afl.com.au. We're going to look at the injury report and also maybe any potential MRP charges as well. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Kevin. How are you?
I'm going well. You've just come from Carlton down there. They've held their press conference. They'd be a pretty happy crew down there.
Yeah, Bryce Gibbs was saying it's a lot more fun to come to work on a Monday after a win than it is after losses. So he was feeling pretty good, obviously, about the win over the Saints and looking forward to this Friday night's big clash against the Pies, which, of course, will see Mick Malthouse break Jock McHale's coaching record.
What celebration is coming out of Carlton or the AFL to celebrate this marvellous milestone, do you know?
Well, look, I'm not so much sure about the AFL at this stage, Kevin, but I know that the Blues, all Bryce was sort of saying about was the 4 points. So I think that's probably, you know, if Mick could get the 4 points out of this game, I think that would be reward enough for him. And certainly that's... Bryce was talking in glowing tones about what Mick's, given to the club and to the players and that sort of thing. So there's by no means downplaying his achievement, but I think the focus is certainly on the 4 points. Mm.
Now, what about as far as injuries are concerned on the weekend? Bring us up to speed with some of the ones that's going to keep a few players out.
Well, I think Brian Lake's one is obviously the big one, a medial ligament strain in the loss to Port Adelaide. That becomes a big one for the Hawks, given obviously James Sproulley's already out and they've sort of been exploited when both of those guys have went off injured in the Frawley against Essendon and Lake against Power.
And they play North.
Yeah, of course. So they've got North this week with Petrie, Jared Wade and Big Ben Brown. So they're going to probably be stretched a bit there. It looks like Ryan Schoenmaker's, Alistair Clarkson was saying after the game, is probably a sort of good bet to come in. Because Matt Spanger's he's still about a month away from returning as well, so with a hamstring. So that's a big one for the Hawks. Paul Puopolo has obviously got a hamstring out of that game as well, so he looks as though he'll probably miss the North clash again. So the Hawks haven't had a great weekend on the injury front. The saddest one, I thought, KB, to come out of it, and I'm sure you will as a Richmond man agree, was young Nathan Drummond.
Yeah.
First game, big debut under the Friday night lights and does an ACL, so terrible luck for him, season over. Dean Kent for the D's as well had a hammy in the second quarter that looks as though it might be one that could see him spend a little bit of time on the sidelines. And Ben Griffiths for the Tigers did his calf muscle in the third quarter. We're not quite sure how bad that one is at this stage, but it looks as though he's probably going to at least miss sort of a week, so... Friday nights are costly for both of those sides.
Got to be careful with those calf muscles. Sometimes they may take 4 or 5 weeks, and if you do a nasty one, it can even be longer. I can remember a few years ago, I think it was Wayne Campbell, when he was captain of the Tigers, hurt his calf and come back a bit early and missed a number of weeks. But that would give Tyrone Vickery a bit of a chance to come into the side if Ben Griffiths is out. And I think on the weekend he kicked 3 goals for the Tigers as well. So maybe there's an opening there. The one that I'm interested in is Jake Stringer, because I saw him play yesterday. He kicked 6 goals. He missed 2 sitters also from directly in front, so he kicked 6-2. And then they took him from the field. Now, they didn't seem to have any ice on any part of his body. Then all of a sudden, probably 20, 30 minutes later, he's wandering around and he's got a bit of ice on his hamstring.
Yeah, look, it seemed to be a precautionary subbing, that one, Kevin, that some hamstring soreness. Certainly the Bulldogs were playing it down after the game, but I think it's like a lot of these ones. We don't really know until they get the magical scans and we sort of get a better idea of that. Because I know, just even being in Brad Scott's presser a couple of weeks ago, he was pretty confident that Nick Del Santo would get up for the following week's game against Port Adelaide. And then during the week, the tear was pretty minor. Just happened to be in the wrong place. And, he's no sooner than you blink, he's in for surgery and out for sort of 12 weeks. So you'd be certainly hoping, look, I agree with you, that Jake Stringer, that is as minor as it first looked, because, as exciting as the Bulldogs have been, and have been very exciting, he's probably, one of the most exciting players, isn't he? The young kids, him and, Marcus Bontempelli. So certainly hoping that, that is as minor as it first looked.
They've got Sydney coming up at the SCG. Another one, I'm certain Collingwood fans would be disappointed, but on the weekend, Darcy Moore, who's been maybe on the cusp of some selection down at Collingwood, has been injured?
Yeah, injured in the VFL, Kevin. I believe sort of a hamstring injury. Again, probably going to need to wait for scans to see how bad that is, but certainly first indications were that, it's probably enough for him to spend at least some sort of time on the sideline. So, you know, I suppose for those young guys, when they're looking to get the momentum, build up a case for senior selection, and I think he's certainly been on the cusp. Just a frustrating sort of delay for him, but I think it's one that he'll bounce back from pretty quickly from first indication.
And when you were down at Carlton this morning, I remember watching some of that game before heading off to the football, and Dylan Buckley, who looked like he was playing quite well for the Blues, seemed to injure his ankle and he was on the boundary line. He could hardly walk at one stage. What's been the upshot of that?
I think that, I think it might have been an ankle. I think there might have also been a bit of a corked thigh sort of involved there. But the Blues are pretty confident that that he'll be available at this point. And I think that certainly in good news as well that Bryce Gibbs certainly expects Chris Judd to be back this weekend. He obviously sat out the Wellington game with a hamstring, didn't fly over for that, and also expecting Troy Menzel to be available too.
Okay.
So that'll certainly strengthen the Blues side for the Pies clash.
Yeah, two good players coming back, one a superstar, of course, so for that milestone game for Mick as well. Is it going to be a light week for the match review panel?
I think so, Kevin. I think it's obviously no reports out of the weekend's games, which doesn't mean necessarily that we won't have some sort of bit of action later on today. But I didn't, from the games I saw, I didn't see sort of anything I thought was going to attract a huge amount of scrutiny. So, look, it's probably, you know, there'll probably be some incidents.
Could be some fines or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. But, look, I think that it might be a light week for the guys on the MRP.
Well, that's good news for those clubs and also supporters as well. Nick, always great to catch up. Thanks for joining us.